Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, who has the best ghost stories in a haunted hotel? The housekeepers, of course.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It's funny because not that long ago, me and Harper were staying at a haunted hotel in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And who did I go ask for ghost stories? The housekeeping staff. As we were walking to the room, there was somebody there and they heard me and her talking about it and they chimed in right away. And it's not on this floor. It's the floor up here where it is. So we were on the wrong floor for the ghosts, which I'm kind of okay with. But those are the folks who are going to have weird things. And she also said that it all, that's how that tends to work. So
I never really thought about that, the housekeepers, but they would. Mm-hmm. They're in every room.
Exactly.
You know, the front desk people work at the front desk. Mm-hmm. The housekeepers are all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. Without a doubt. It's just interesting how that all plays out and functions as to where the ghosts may be. And the housekeepers, they're the ones that are going to know it better than most. Let's go to this story. It says, my name is Adeline Rivera. I have a most unusual story. In 2006, I was working the graveyard shift at the Caribbean Hilton in San Juan, Puerto Rico. I was working for a company subcontracted by the hotel for the maintenance of the public areas. As it was, I was in charge of cleaning the second floor of the hotel where the small ballrooms and business center were. And conference rooms were located. Let me tell you a little about the layout of the floor. On one side of the floor were the small ballrooms and the business center, and on the other was the conference room area. To get to the conference room area, you had to cross a bridge made out of stainless steel and thick glass, and on both ends of the bridge, there were these thick glass double doors with stainless steel fixtures. If you were standing on the bridge and staring downward, you could see the lobby of the hotel with the front desk, the restaurant, and the bar areas just below you. Also, you could see both ends of the floor clearly since the doors were made out of clear glass. My story begins as I was cleaning the conference room area. Before that particular night, I always felt an ominous presence in one of the conference rooms. This conference room was at the end of a hallway that branched out of the main one. The lights at the end of the hallway were always dimmer than the rest of the lights in either that hallway or the ones in the main hallway, and at times they would flicker, giving the entrance to this particular room a creepy feeling. I'd clean that conference room only when it was necessary, as an inspection day, or if someone was with me, which wasn't always the case. I don't know what it was about that room that made my skin go up in goosebumps every time I went near it. That particular night, the feeling was much stronger. I felt that if I were in there, I wouldn't be able to come out in one piece. Never mind that it was inspection day. I followed my instincts and didn't go into that conference room. I went from the conference room's area towards the bridge doors, cleaned them, opened them, started polishing the stainless steel and cleaning the glass, working my way towards the business center. When I was about to stretch my hand to open the doors on the other end of the bridge, one of the doors made a huge booming sound. I can only describe the sound as if someone had kicked it really hard or someone came running fast at it and didn't see the door and crashed into it. Let me tell you something. I'm not someone that jumps and screams when they get startled. On the contrary, I freeze up and can't utter a sound, not even a squeak. When I heard the sound, that's what happened. I froze up, but after a couple of seconds, raised my head to see what had happened. I could see that one of the doors was still vibrating from whatever had struck it, but there wasn't anyone around me. Even the people on the floor below apparently heard the noise too, since they were staring at where I stood. Stared at that door until it stopped vibrating and cautiously opened the door. Still a little bit nervous and unsure of what had happened, I took a deep breath, continued on to clean the business center. When I was finished with the business center, I went to clean the public restrooms. As I said before, that day was inspection day, so I had to do a thorough cleaning of the restrooms. On that occasion, I brought my CD player to entertain myself while cleaning. Went into the men's restroom, got my cleaning supplies out of my cart, pushed the play button on my CD player, turned up the volume to the max, and put my headphones around my neck so if someone came into the restroom, I could hear them. So there I was, cleaning the toilets, singing and dancing, and I had practically forgotten what had happened before when I started to hear heavy boots walking inside the room. I turned down the volume and called out to whoever it was that was inside the room that I was there cleaning the restroom and that he wasn't supposed to be there when the walking noise stopped, but no one answered me back. I came out of the stall that I was in, but there was no one there. At the time, I thought nothing of it since I figured the person realized that someone was in there cleaning and had just left. I finished with the stalls and went out to clean the urinals. And this is when things got spooky and terrifying for me. I had turned the volume back up on my player and was singing and moving to the beat of the music when the heavy walking boots noise started again. Again, I froze up. After a couple of seconds, I turned around, but there was no one there. I was alone in that restroom. I got so nervous that I started singing loud to drown out the noise that I was hearing, but this thing would not be denied. Instead of walking, it started stomping around me. The noise of the heavy boots got louder, and I could feel the vibrations of the boots when they hit the floor all around me. I could only do one more thing to stop hearing those boots, and that was putting on those headphones as loud as they were on my ears. But this thing wanted to be acknowledged. My CD player started to skip from song to song, and as you know, if a CD is scratched, it will normally do this, but this was a new CD, and my player had an anti-skip feature. Besides having a lock button to lock the keys on the player so they wouldn't be pressed accidentally. Besides, this wasn't a regular skipping. The CD would skip to the next song, stay in that song for a few seconds, skip onto the next song, and do the same. The first time it did this, I thought it was just a glitch. Second time it did it, I got afraid and pushed the lock button on my player, but it did it again. Okay, I was past being afraid. I was getting angry. So I yelled, "That's it, stop it and go away," throwing my CD player on my cart and breathing heavily with the sensation that my heart was about to come out of my mouth. I felt all the hairs on my body rising up as I felt the whisper of a breath on my ear. And I heard the spirit saying, "That's our song," in a very masculine voice. I guess I should do that again. "That's our song," in a very masculine voice. I went running out of the restroom and stood in the main hallway, shaking and feeling like I was going to have a heart attack. I heard the restroom door open up behind me, and guess what? I felt cold fingers running across my neck. And from the corner of my right eye, I saw this white, gauzy shape coming from behind me and disappearing to my right. But before it completely dissolved into thin air, I heard it say, "Remember me." I was really about to collapse when one of my friends who had just crossed the bridge and was coming from the business center to tell me it was almost time for our break saw me and rushed to me. He asked me what was wrong since he had said that I was pale and shaking. I told him everything that had happened to me up to that moment. The feeling I got in the conference room area, what had happened on the bridge, and finally, what happened to me in the restroom. When I finished, he stared at me and said, "Oh my God, that's what I saw." I asked him what he meant, and he told me that our supervisor had sent him to wash the carpets in the conference room area. And that while he was cleaning the rugs in the main hallway from the corner of his eye, he kept seeing this shadowy shape peeking out of the last conference room, the same conference room that I always felt uneasy about. And that when he came looking for me, as he was walking through the business center, he saw me coming out, and then he saw the door open behind me and a dark cloud standing behind me until it disappeared into thin air. We went to our break room. I told everybody who wanted to hear what had happened to my friend and me, and boy, it opened a can of worms. Others started to relate experiences that had happened to them at various places in the hotel while they were working, but the most that captured my attention were the ones about the second floor of the hotel. Apparently, the lady that worked on the second floor before me left the job one night in hysterics because she claimed that she had seen a man in a green tracksuit running towards her while she was cleaning the glass bridge. The man ran through the doors without opening them and kept on running towards the conference room area, also running through those doors without opening them and disappearing towards the middle of the main conference room area's hallway. Another story was relayed to us by someone who still worked with the company. He told us that one night our supervisor sent him with a ladder up to the second floor to dust and clean the niches on the top entrances to the conference rooms, and while he was cleaning one of them, He felt that someone or something pushed the ladder from under him while he was on it. If he hadn't grabbed the light fixture attached to the wall of the niche, he would have fallen and hurt himself badly. When I asked which conference room's niche he was cleaning, he said it was the last conference room off the hallway that branched out to the main hallway. After that, I lasted only 3 weeks more working at that hotel and never looked back. I've had experiences with ghosts since I was a little girl, but none of them had ever scared the living daylights out of me as this one did. One of them had even talked to me once, but at the time I thought it was a living human being, not a deceased one, since he looked as any living human being does, solid. None of them had ever touched me. I don't know what the ghost meant when it said, "That's our song," or when he said, "Remember me," because at the time I was completely single. I'd never been married, didn't even have a boyfriend, not even a deceased one. I wish I could remember what song the CD player kept stopping at, but I was too scared to notice. It's been a long time since these events occurred, but I sure haven't forgotten him.
Thoughts on that? How could you forget him?
No, oh my God. You wouldn't forget him.
That's one of the creepiest things I've ever heard, is about that whole CD player and then hearing somebody say, "That's our song." Like, that's creepy. That's like right out of a movie, scary movie kind of creepy.
Yeah.
"That's our song." And then "Remember Me" is a really weird thing to hear. Like, well, I'm going to after this night. How could I not remember you? I mean, really. But it would make me think, if I heard that, it would make me think this ain't over. Like that. Going to follow me around.
Mm-hmm.
Some creepy shit.
It is. It's, yeah. It's one of those that you just, yeah. I understand why she only lasted 3 more weeks there. I don't even think I would have lasted 3 more weeks. I think I would have been putting in my notice that night. Like, "I'm good. Thank you."
Right.
It's been an experience. Goodbye, everyone. That's going to wrap up this story on Real Ghost Stories Online. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our episodes. Get a commercial-free experience through Apple Podcasts when you sign up for premium there, or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.